U.S. Bishops Official Elated Over Biden's Choice of Kamala Harris. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 15, 2020. The Assistant Director of African American Affairs at the U.S. Bishops Conference praised Joe Biden's choice of Senator Kamala Harris as his presidential running mate, calling the news wonderful. "I was so elated. We, the community, need good news, and this was just wonderful," Donna Tolliver Grimes told Catholic News Service, the official news service of the U.S. Bishops Conference, USCCB. Grimes said that Black Catholics can expect Biden and Harris to enact policy that is favorable to people on the margins. "If I say for African Americans, it benefits other people on the margins as well," she said. "I would expect he, Biden, would put good people in his cabinet who would not damage the agencies or ignore the mission," she added. While Harris was not Grimes's top candidate during the primaries, the USCCB official said Harris is really deserving and brings a lot to the table. Other Catholic leaders have not been so sanguine about Biden's choice of running mate, noting her consistent support for abortion on demand and her historical hostility toward Catholics. In an essay this week, Catholic League President Bill Donahue said Harris has a Catholic problem that could hurt Biden's chances of winning over Catholic voters. "Harris has tainted herself with the brush of anti-Catholicism," Dr. Donahue noted, "by harassing Catholic judicial nominees and subjecting them to the equivalent of a religious litmus test." In 2018, Harris suggested that membership in the Knights of Columbus disqualified a candidate for the federal bench during the examination of federal district court nominee Brian Boucher. Harris's stated objection to the Knights of Columbus stemmed from its unapologetic pro-life position, Donahue observed, but her real target was the Catholic Church. Follow at Williams Rome.